Yeah, hey, Vic, right from the beginning, you talked about wanting to come to the Falcons. How does it feel now that that's a reality for you?
It feels great. I'm so excited, and I'm just ready to play football again. And no better place than I could choose in the Atlanta Falcons.
How did you, what was your feeling like when talking with them and how they told you you might fit in their revamped defense here?
Oh, it was great. I know Coach Quinn had a great job coaching up there in Seattle, and he used Bruce Irvin very well at the Leo position. I think he plans to do the same with me.
Coach said that you're really ahead of the curve in terms of using your hands as a pass rusher. Who really taught you that in college, or is that something you developed on your own knowing that you were going to have to use it in the NFL?
I think Coach Hobby taught me a good bit, my college coach, and just me being a natural pass rusher, just having a great first step, and I think that came along and helped me progress as a pass rusher throughout college.
Hey, Vic, the hometown story is fantastic and so forth, but did you want to come and play for the Atlanta Falcons so bad that earlier in the draft you were actually hoping you weren't chosen by another team?
Oh, man, I was open for whoever. I mean, I thought I was going to go before the Falcons, to be honest. But eventually it worked out, and I was able to follow number 8, and they told me they was going to choose me, so I'm happy where I'm at.
Vic, what do you plan to bring to the pass rush this season?
I'm a double-digit sack guy. I'm going to bring a great pass rush and just put a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Did you just say you're a double-digit sack guy?
Most definitely.
Did you plan the red and black when you got dressed tonight? Did you wear the Falcons colors with hope to end up here?
Yeah, I planned this way ahead of time.